Hello and welcome to Money Control Alpha, the podcast that gives you the extra edge in investing. I'm Mahalakshmi and I'm going to talk to you about ITC. It's been the most damned stock for the last few years, but this week has been momentous for ITC because the stock hit rupees 400 levels. ITC was trading around 340 levels in July 2017. It tanked all the way to 160 levels in March 2020, the COVID low. And this year, it surpassed the previous peak in 2017 to run past 400 levels. What really has changed for ITC? Well, you can dismiss this saying, this is simply in the nature of stock markets. Stocks can continue to languish for a very long time before they catch the market's fancy. That is one way to look at it, but we can also try to attribute reasons. In my perception, there are three or four things that have probably changed for ITC. First, the growth story for cigarettes has changed. What do I mean by this? If you looked at the sales volume growth in cigarettes, it was quite erratic for the past 10 years. Listen to this. Cigarette volume growth was 2% in FY13, minus 2.5% in FY14. Minus 8% in FY15, minus 9% in FY16, 2.5% in FY17, minus 6.6% in FY18, 2.7% in FY19, minus 0.8% in FY20, and minus 11% in FY21. Obviously, if volume sales is so erratic and most of the time it is in negative territory, and that is your mainstay business, who's going to touch the stock? Because you already know that cigarettes is a declining business anyway. And with so much more consumer awareness and regulators becoming stringent and making packaging more and more gory to stop people from buying cigarettes, you cannot be bullish on growth. The erratic volume was only a reinforcement of that belief. But why was volume growth declining really? Two main reasons. One, the government was continuously increasing duty on cigarettes, which was eating into sales. Second, of course, COVID had its own impact on sales because lockdown meant pawn shops were shut down, availability was a problem, all outdoor businesses were affected, and so were cigarette sales. But over the past 2 years, volume sales have been robust. In FY22, cigarette volumes was up 14.5%, and in FY23, the volume is estimated to close at 18% thereabouts. One of the reasons for this is that taxes have not increased much over the past 2 years. In fact, once GST was introduced and cigarettes were kept out of the GST, there was a fear that government will meddle with taxes too much and cigarette volumes will go for a toss again. That has not happened. Instead, what has happened is that now these somewhat rational taxes have helped ITC in two ways. One, it has helped the company take away share from the unorganized segment. That is, some of the BD guys are now smoking cigarettes. Second, cigarette smuggling has come down and that has also helped ITC increase sales. This higher volume sales has obviously helped the company clock robust growth in sales and profits because cigarettes is obviously its mainstay. Now, will this trend continue? The point is that smokers will continue to smoke and pay more for cigarettes as long as they don't get a feeling that they are paying double the money for half the cigarettes. A modest price increase below general inflation level is very much acceptable, but because smokers are anyway addicted. So modest price increases people are okay with. Only if taxes are increased too much, volume tends to take a hit. A lot of market participants now believe that the company has productively engaged with the government to impress upon them that taxes should be kept under check because as long as sales are robust, the government can also earn better via taxes. By hiking taxes on cigarettes, they only end up encouraging BD sales and cigarette smuggling, and the government also doesn't make any extra revenue. So if tax increases are modest, then cigarette sales should be steady, which lends stability to ITC's overall growth, although there is no argument about the fact that tobacco is a declining business in the long term. Now, that is about cigarette sales. Now, the second reason I think is the fact that the anti-ESG trade around the world is now fading. In fact, it is as good as over. Over the last few years, if a company was into a business that was environmentally unfriendly, for example, fossil fuels, or in something that is socially undesirable, like tobacco, investors would not touch that company. Actually, let me tell you, there was never any altruistic motive behind ESG investing. If governments perceive that certain businesses or practices are undesirable, they will levy additional taxes or make life difficult for those companies to weaken them economically. So ESG essentially means a future tax which will hit cash flows and profitability of these companies sometime in the future, and the market tends to price in that. But post-COVID, supply chains got disrupted and that entire theory got thrown out of the window. The markets do not care about ESG anymore because markets are greedy and they will go to places where they see money. Since they saw oil and coal prices go up, investors latched on to those stocks once again. Ditto for tobacco. This fading away of the ESG narrative has also helped the ITC narrative. And now, news that some high-profile investors are buying into the stock also creates its own momentum. For example, last quarter shareholding pattern shows that Rajiv Jain of GQG Partners, who was in the news recently for buying Adani stocks, has picked up stake in ITC. Now, looking at him, obviously some more institutions and fund managers will also follow. A third reason is that ITC is still seen as a good defensive play. When investors want some kind of a defensive positioning in their portfolio, especially when markets look uncertain, where do you go? You load up on a stock like ITC. The fact that it is not overowned makes it less vulnerable to any kind of a drawdown. It is a consumer company after all, where revenues and profit growth kind of look predictable. And now that the volume story for cigarettes is also looking good, it just adds to the appeal. And it is still super cheap compared to other consumer companies. 25 times price to earnings versus rivals trading at anywhere between 55 to 80 times earnings. So finally, ITC ka time aa gaya hai. The stock has already jumped 150% since the COVID lows. But be under no illusion, ITC at the end of the day is primarily a tobacco company. It is a declining business in the long run. And the valuation gap between ITC and other FMCG companies will not get bridged no matter what. But it pays good dividends. It is a cheap stock compared to other FMCG stocks for similar kind of growth. And the sentiment has also changed for now. So all of this means that the momentum should surely continue for some time. That's all from me today. Have a wonderful evening.